Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Walker, Joseph Walker here, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. Wherever you are listening to this podcast, know that I appreciate you so much, and I don't take it for granted. So many of you let me know every single week that this podcast is a blessing to you, and that means the world to us. We don't take it for granted, and we thank you so much. You could be listening to any podcast anywhere, but you're listening to this one, and that means the world. I want you to know how much we appreciate you, and I'm telling you, we're just so thankful. Follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. I'd love to hear from you, and of course, go to my website, josephwalker3.org. You can get books and find out when I'll be in your area. I've got a brand new book, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. You got to get your hands on it. Another book, Leadership and Loneliness, a variety of leadership books, and I want you to be a part of it. It's going to be a blessing, and I appreciate you so much. And then, of course, I want to encourage you to go over to my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and go check out what's happening over there. I truly appreciate that, and I know that great things are going to happen, and I appreciate you for doing that because, let me tell you, that's some content over there, man, that will truly change your life. So go subscribe. We appreciate you doing that. That would mean the world to us. So I'm grateful and thankful to God for you. Now, let me tell you, I am so thankful for all of you that let me know every single week that this podcast is blessing you. That means a lot. And I want you to be a Next Level Leader reader by texting book club to 78228 and join our book club, because that's where we talk about content and we have some great books for reading. And I want you to be a part. Over 500 people are on the book club. You can be the next one to help us get closer to 1,000. We want to continue to break records with that. And I'm grateful. And I thank you so much. So listen, I'm thankful today. And boy, I tell you, I've got one for you today during this holiday season. Silent nights, strategic moves. What do you do when the vision feels quiet? Have you ever known that God had showed you something and you know that, you know, God was moving, but you were like, Lord, but it just seems so quiet, like nothing's happening. Like, you know that thing that he showed you is supposed to manifest, or that door that was supposed to open, but it just seems like nothing's happening. How do you survive those quiet seasons? What do you do with that? Well, I've got a word for you. You ready? Here's the first one. Don't confuse silence with absence. There it is. Just because God is silent does not mean God is absent. You got to believe with all of your heart. You got to believe, man, that something is happening. God's right there. And God is strategic. Every vision that God gives you, it has a specific time associated with it. So you can't think that you are abandoned. You have to get those thoughts out of your head, the interrogation of the enemy that's telling you you're crazy. You never should have envisioned that. You know, God has left you. You're by yourself. Everybody thinks you're crazy. No. Because quiet does not mean absence. I found out that when God is quiet, that's when I'm on the verge of some of the greatest things in my life. And that's why I tell you, number two is that God does his best work in the unseen. It's in those moments when God is quiet that God is behind the scenes working. That vision is coming to fruition. It's in process, and God is working behind the scenes, man. Sometimes God is moving this out of the way, rearranging that over there, reorganizing this right there. And when God does all of that, it means that he's preparing something for you. You have to allow that process to take place. I tell people all the time, be patient in the process. We hate process. We want it right away. We want, you know, instant coffee, instant tea, instant grits. We want microwave food. We don't want crock pot. We don't want the oven. We want it right now. But you must understand how to be patient in this and recognize that God is at work. Can you just write that down? God is at work in the unseen. I may not see God working, but I know God is at work. And I'm telling you, when I have seen God move like that, you have to trust him. when you have done all you can do and you've turned that thing over to God and you said, now, God, I want to see this thing manifest. What's going on? Then God goes quiet and you're like, God, are you there? Remember, God is not absent. He is behind the scenes making moves on your behalf. Your name is coming up in rooms you've yet to walk into. There are opportunities that are going to come towards you that you've yet to even realize because God is at work. Are you hearing me? All right, so here's number three. Stillness doesn't mean stagnation. Stillness doesn't mean stagnation. Just because things are still doesn't mean you are supposed to just be stagnant. I believe that you should still be moving and working and making things happen. I believe with all of my heart, as a next level leader, you have to continuously move forward and continue to produce the things that God has given you to produce. Sometimes we lose sight of this, man. We begin to think, man, that, you know, because things are still, maybe this means I'm supposed to be still. Well, no, because you can still be active, still be grinding, still be moving. Because I found out some of the best work I've ever done has been when things around me have been still. So I want to encourage you right now to think about that, man. You don't have to allow stillness to cause you to sit back and be stagnant and apathetic and do nothing. You will lose months and years off of the manifestation of your vision. You'd be amazed how you can work in the background, still moving until you hear God move, until you see God do something. Continue to be progressive, active, moving forward, not getting ahead of God, no, but making certain that you are truly active, even in the stillness of God. Here's number four, the importance of reflection before redirection. How do I reflect, right, on where God is taking me, what God is doing before I move into a new space? I believe that it's so important for all of us in those quiet seasons to know that sometimes God is allowing us to pivot. But when we pivot, you got to reflect on where you've been and the lessons you've learned. See, one of the things that I've learned, I've never go through a season without learning lessons. Don't go through it if you can't grow through it. So what lessons are you learning? How are you, you know, moving forward and developing things in your life? I think that's why it's so important for all of us to truly understand that when we reflect, we're able to pivot much better because we're able to take best practices. Our team is able to have conversations about how we got better, what we could do better, all those things. Reflect. Might you pause in this season and truly, truly reflect? What have you learned about yourself? What have you learned about people? What have you learned about God? I think I'm making sense now, right? So make certain that you absolutely embrace reflection before redirection. Here's number five. Use the quiet seasons to hear clearly. I believe, man, that still small voice is where God speaks. That means you got to get these distractions out of your head. You got to get to a place where you're no longer inundated with a variety of opinions, but get to a place where you be. When was the last time you were just still in the presence of God, where you could truly hear clearly about what your next was going to be? I struggle with this personally because I'm always, you know, on to the next thing and moving and doing this. But to be still sometimes feels like I'm being lazy, when in fact, I found that God's voice is clear to me. The directions that he gives me is clear when I'm in a place of stillness. Be still and know that I am God. Does this make sense? So it's in these seasons versus lamenting the quiet season, what's going on. Say, God, what are you saying to me? You know how clear God spoke to so many people during COVID when we had to shut down for a moment? Can I tell you something? This is how God is speaking to you. Allowing in those quiet moments, let yourself hear God clearly. What is God's plan for you, your business, your organization? What is God's plan for your next? Be clear. Lord, speak to me. When I go away sometimes, I have to walk in the woods or I go away and I'm like sitting in a hotel room and take the phone off the hook and I just turn the TV off and I just look out sometimes at the city or at nature. And I'm saying, God, I need to hear from you. And he'll speak. And when he speaks, you have to know it's always going to be regarding your vision, what he's showing you, not only for your personal business or venture, but the vision for your life. Does that make sense? Here's number six, preparing your heart and house for this new season. Man, here's an opportunity now Start getting ready. Can I tell you something? I say it prophetically over you. Get ready. Start preparing your children, your spouse. Get ready. Something big is about to hit your house. And when you do that, you begin to realize that my heart's got to be right. My house has to be right. What do I mean? Let all the bitterness go. Let all the bitterness go from different seasons. You're about to be elevated into something greater. And when you do that, you have to embrace that and know that in this new season, it's the time for you to truly embrace it and walk in it and have a place in a place of wholeness and not a place of hurt. So preparing your heart, the Bible says, enlarge my territory, right? The Bible says, expand the place of my tent, stretch them out, strengthen my stakes. You know why? Because I want to make sure that I'm creating capacity. Maybe that's the word I want to share with you. Create capacity now. Start building capacity before the thing comes. Like what I'm doing now, watch, I'm getting in the best shape of my life, eating right, working out, trimming down my schedule, only taking things that I'm assigned to take, and not just because it's a good place to go. Why? Because I want to create capacity so that when the big thing God's going to do comes to pass, I have the energy, time, and perspective to be able to do it. Does that make sense? So if you're not making those moves now, you're not putting yourself in a place where your capacity is being expanded, how can you expect that thing to manifest in your life? So here is the time now to say, let me create capacity. Let me review what we've talked about so far. We're talking about those silent nights, y'all. How to understand strategic moves. What do you do when the vision feels quiet? Well, first of all, we talked about we're not going to confuse silence with absence. Now, that's what we're not going to do because we recognize that just because God is silent doesn't mean God is not there. So we're not going to be intimidated by the enemy. We know that God has a plan and God has a purpose. So God is always there. Even in the quietest moments of my life, we know that God is doing his best work in the unseen. God is at work. Come on, write it down. God is at work. Say it in your car. God is at work. So God is working behind the scenes, navigating circumstances in your favor, moving this person, redirecting that person. God is always at work. And so therefore, stillness doesn't mean stagnation. So I'm not going to sit back and do nothing. I'm going to work my plan. I'm going to work it in quiet. I'm going to continuously get up every single day and do the things I'm supposed to do. Even though I feel stillness from God doesn't mean I'm going to be stagnant and not pouring into my vision and developing my area. I'm going to do what I am called to do. And now I understand number four, the importance of reflection before redirection. Making certain I'm clear about the lessons I learned. Making certain that when I pivot, when I move to the next level, that I've done well where I am. I've learned the lessons about myself, about God, about the people around me. I'm much wiser now. That's the word. And now because I'm much wiser, I can be entrusted with more. Here's the other thing. Using those quiet seasons for clarity. In those seasons where I'm quiet, I want to hear from God. Lord, what are you saying? Where should I go? I want complete clarity in that moment. Number six, preparing your heart and your house for this new season. What God is about to do is going to require a pure heart. What God is about to do is going to require that everything in my house gets in order. So right now, I'm just making room. I'm just making room. If I'm going to pray for God to enlarge my territory, I'm making room right now. And that's what I want you to do as a next level leader, man. I want you to start making room. I want you to unapologetically start creating capacity and making room for what you know God is about to bring into your life. You got it? Here's number seven. Vision often comes without volume. Think about that. Sometimes when that vision comes, man, it's so quiet. It's not blasting. When that thing manifests, it just happens. I've seen it. And you have to trust that. You have to trust that process and say, okay, God, it may not make the splash like I want, but it's still going to be effective. Some of the most effective and sustainable things I've seen did not come with a bunch of noise. It came like stealth, but it was still effective. Does that make sense? Whew, y'all, I am so grateful. I hope you have been blessed by this one. I'm telling you, I just want to pour into you today because I just believe that all of us go through those quiet seasons. When it looks like nothing's happening, God, are you there? But there's a way to get through it. There's a way to steward it. And there's a way to still see your vision come to fruition. I'm grateful for you. Make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. That's it. Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Let me know where you're from and you were watching. Make sure you share this with as many people as you can, because it's our goal to reach 1 million people, and you can help us do that. And then thirdly, I want to make sure you go and make sure you subscribe to my wife and I's YouTube page. It's called Couple of Destiny. Make sure you go check it out. Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Subscribe and just binge watch. You'll be blessed by it, I tell you. And then, of course, I'm just grateful. Thankful for all of you that are next level leaders and readers. Thank you for joining the book club. You still can do it. Text book club to 78228. Find out when I've been in your area on my website, josephwalker3.org. Get my books and all that. I look forward to just sharing with you and meeting you in person. So I appreciate all of you so much. Thank you for being a next level leader. And for that, I'm grateful. I hope this episode has been a blessing to you. So when that thing is quiet, you can learn a lot in those quiet spaces. I'm Dr. Joseph Walker. You've been listening to the Next Level Leader Podcast. Until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. I look forward to connecting with you.